This is another story by Grandpa Reby, and this is a story about Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny and the time they went to the haunted house with Petunia and Matilda. It was a nice fall day, and Halloween was soon approaching, and pumpkins were being carved and placed in people's front porches, and the thought of haunted houses occupied much of the mindset of Porky and Bugs. So as it occurred one morning, as they were drinking their apple cider and eating an apple, Porky turned to Bugs, and he said,
Bugs, I think we ought to have go visit a haunted house or something. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, said Bugs. But you know what? It'd be more fun if we took the girls.
Yeah, Porky said, that would be fun because they get real scared.
Well, not only that, it would add drama.
You're right. Okay, well, why don't we go ahead and make plans to do that, Bugs?
Yeah, okay. Well, you call up Petunia, I'll call up Matilda, and we'll find out if they want to go to the haunted house.
Okay, I'll do that.
So Porky and Bugs each called up their girlfriends, and they made plans the very next day to go for a hike up into the haunted forest and to try to go up to the haunted house that was famous and that everybody knew about. So they met early in the morning. It was a Saturday morning, and they began walking through the woods. And as they got up through the woods into the area where the haunted forest was, the trees became more gnarly, and they were already bare of their leaves, and they were twisted, and there were cobwebs, and there were bats hanging from the boughs of trees, and the wind was rustling and blowing sort of like this, which is the way the wind blows in haunted forest. Finally, about noon, they came to the actual gate leading into the house, the yard of haunted house, and it was a big wrought iron gate. And it was very big, and it was black, and it had pointed spirals on top of it. And it was open. So Bugs took his hand, and he opened up the gate. It went like this. That's how it squeaked as it opened. They walked through the gate, Petunia, Matilda, Porky, and Bugs, and they went up to the front steps of the old haunted house. Now, the old haunted house was very, very old. It was pre-Civil War era, which means it was well over 100 years old, and nobody had lived in that house for many, many, many decades. A decade is 10 years. So now, they went to the front door, and Bugs said, well, we ought to walk in. And Porky said,
maybe we should knock.
Bugs said,
you know, Porky, if nobody's there, knocking is not going to get a rise out of anybody. But Bugs, maybe just doing the right thing is the right way to do it.
All right, said Bugs, we'll knock on the door, but I assure you nobody's going to answer the door.
So Bugs knocked on the door. And of course, nobody answered. So then Porky knocked on the door. Again, nobody answered. So Porky looked at Bugs, and Bugs looked at Porky, and Bugs made the decision.
Yep, nobody here. We're going to enter.
So he turned the handle, and he pushed the door open, and the door went open like this. And it opened up, and in the house they could see cobwebs, and they could see old paintings hanging on the walls, and they could see just all kinds of old scary looking things. So they walked in very carefully and very quietly. Petunia and Matilda were right behind them, and of course Bugs was leading. And so Bugs gets into the main part of the house, and he looks around, and he says, yeah, get you like that, nobody here. Then all of a sudden, there's a sound, like this. And it's a sound coming from upstairs. And Porky says, I think there's somebody up there. And the girls say, we're scared, let's go. And Bugs says, yeah, don't worry. All it could be is an old ghost walking on his wooden leg. Don't worry about it. I've heard about him. He won't hurt you. And Porky goes, oh, Bugs, you're so brave. And Bugs goes, yeah, that's what you get when you eat a lot of carrots. So Bugs decides that we're going to go upstairs and we're going to see if we can find that old ghost with a wooden leg that's tapping on the floor. So they start walking up the stairs, inch by inch, step by step, one step, two step, three step, four steps, five steps, six steps, seven steps, eight steps, nine steps, 10 steps, 11 steps, 12 steps, and at that point they are on the second floor. And they look around and they don't see anything. All of a sudden they hear a bang. What was that? Says Porky. Bugs says, yeah, I don't know, but it sounds like the front door got shut. Maybe it was the wind. The wind? I don't think so, says Petunia and Matilda together. We think there's somebody trying to capture us and to keep us locked in this house. That's what we think. And Bug says, now don't jump to conclusions. We're safe. Remember, there's safety in numbers.
You're right, as always, Bugs, says Porky.
All right, let's go find this one-legged ghost. So they walk down the hallway, and they open up the bedroom door to the first bedroom, and they look in, and there's nothing there. Then they go to the second bedroom, and they open the door to it, and there's nothing there. And they do this for the third bedroom, then the fourth bedroom, then the fifth bedroom, and finally the last bedroom on that floor is bedroom number 6. And sure enough, they open that door, and as soon as they open the door, a one-legged ghost looks them right in the eye and he goes, boo! And Porky and Bugs and Matilda and Petunia run down the stairs as fast as they can, and they run to the front door, and they pull the door open, and they run out. They're scared to death. And the ghost comes down the stairs after them and comes to the front door and laughs. And he goes, ho, 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 and that laugh lingers and they remember it. That's the final thing they remember, is they run out the door and they run down the path and through the gate and back down the woods and back home. And when they get home, they talk about how scared they were, but yet how much fun they had at Haunted House. And they decide that soon they're going to have another adventure. And then they all have apple cider and caramel-dipped apples, and they enjoy the rest of the evening watching a movie about ghosts. Only this time it's a cartoon ghost named Casper the Friendly Ghost. And that was the end of this story. I hope you enjoy it. Love, Grandpa Reby.